Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Do Not Change Them. Grow Them is a practical coaching and leadership guide by Hedy Britz, created for people who develop others in real-life settings, such as families, teams, classrooms, and counseling conversations. Positioned in the personal growth and coaching genre, the book introduces the Tall Trees coaching approach, which uses tree metaphors as a simple language for understanding personality differences and the distinct ways people mature over time. Instead of trying to fix, force, or reshape someone into a preferred style, the book argues that sustainable development happens when you work with a person's design and activate growth toward maturity. A defining feature is its 8-minute coaching guide format, intended to be usable even when time is limited and emotions or conflict are high. Readers are guided toward more accurate observation, more respectful communication, and more tailored development actions that help different personality types contribute and lead effectively without denying who they are. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, from fixing people to activating maturity. A central message of the book is that the goal of coaching is not to change a person's core nature but to help them grow into maturity. The distinction matters because many leadership and parenting struggles come from treating difference as defect. A quiet person is pushed to be loud. A forceful person is told to become gentle in ways that erase their strengths. Or a detail-focused person is rushed into constant spontaneity. Tall trees. Coaching reframes the task as growth activation, which respects that people develop at their own pace and along their own pathway. This does not mean excusing harmful behavior or avoiding hard conversations. Rather, it means addressing problems in a way that connects to the person's underlying design and therefore produces lasting change. The book equips readers to look for what maturity looks like for different types, and to choose interventions that build character and capability without demanding personality. Replacement. In leadership settings, this supports healthier accountability because expectations become clearer and more realistic. In family and mentoring settings, it reduces shame and increases cooperation by aligning guidance with how a person is wired to learn and lead. Secondly, tree-based personality language and the Tall Trees Profiles idea. The Tall Trees approach offers a metaphor-driven vocabulary for personality and growth. Using tree types such as rosebush, pine tree, boxwood tree, and palm tree, the framework provides an accessible way to discuss behavioral patterns, natural contributions, and typical stress reactions. The aim is not to label people for convenience, but to create a life-giving language that helps coaches, parents, and managers talk about differences without contempt. LinkUp sources also associate the book with the Tall Trees Profiles, a psychometric profiling tool developed by Hedy Britz and Anaji Van Zyl, and with the concept that many people are blends rather than pure types. This emphasis helps readers avoid simplistic typing and instead hold complexity with humility. Practically, the metaphor helps teams and families surface unspoken expectations, like who prefers structure, who initiates, who stabilizes, and who nurtures. By normalizing difference, the model encourages curiosity and better placement of responsibilities, which can reduce recurring conflict. The intended result is not personality obsession, but more accurate understanding that enables tailored growth paths and healthier collaboration. Thirdly, the 8-minute coaching guide as a repeatable micro-practice. The book's promise of an 8-minute coaching guide highlights usability. Many people responsible for others' growth do not have long, uninterrupted sessions. They need a short format that can be used in a hallway, a classroom moment, a family conflict, or a quick check-in with a direct report. The book positions its guide as done for you and tailor-made, meaning it is designed to help the reader move from reaction to constructive action quickly. But while the details of the steps should be taken from the book itself, the overall function is clear: create a brief coaching rhythm that helps you identify what is happening. Choose language that builds rather than shames, and propose a next step suited to the person's type and maturity level. This short format also encourages consistency. Instead of waiting for a perfect time to coach, readers can practice small, frequent interventions that accumulate into development. The emphasis on speed is not about being shallow. It is about reducing friction so growth conversations happen more often. For leaders, that can translate into stronger feedback culture. For parents, it can mean less lecturing and more targeted guidance. Fourthly, leadership as bowing, standing tall, and dancing with others. The Tall Trees ecosystem connected to the book describes leadership as knowing when to bow, when to stand tall, and when to dance with others. This captures a flexible view of leadership that is relevant across personality types. Bowing implies humility, teachability, and appropriate deference to context and authority. Standing tall suggests courage, conviction, and the ability to hold a line when necessary. Dancing with others points to collaboration, timing, and the social intelligence required to move with a group rather than against it. The significance for coaching is that maturity is not one fixed leadership style. Different people may default to one posture, and growth often involves learning the other two. A strong-willed leader may need to practice bowing to feedback. A cautious supporter may need to stand tall and take initiative. A highly independent contributor may need to learn how to dance with others, coordinating and sharing control. By framing leadership this way, the book supports development that is situational and relational rather than image-driven. It also reinforces the idea that all people can lead when their contribution is aligned with the right time, place, and responsibility. Lastly, applying personality-aware coaching to families and teams. The book is aimed at mixed contexts, leaders and managers, but also parents, educators, and counselors. That breadth implies the methods are intended to work in both formal and informal relationships. In families, personality-aware coaching can reduce cycles of misunderstanding by changing how adults interpret behavior. A child's intensity might be coached toward self-regulation rather than punished as defiance. A quiet child's withdrawal might be supported with safer engagement rather than forced performance. In teams, the same lens can improve role fit and reduce friction, aligning with the idea of placing people in the right seat on the bus. When tasks match strengths, performance rises and resentment falls. The tall trees approach also encourages patience with development pace, which is crucial in both parenting and leadership. People can be held accountable while still being given a realistic pathway to mature. Because the framework is designed to be practical, readers can use it to choose communication strategies that connect with different types and to plan growth steps that are specific rather than generic. The result is a more respectful culture where differences are leveraged and weakness is addressed without devaluing the person. In conclusion, this book is best suited to anyone whose daily life involves developing other people: coaches, mentors, counselors, teachers, ministry leaders, managers, and parents. It will also appeal to readers who already enjoy personality frameworks such as Enneagram, Big Five, DSC, StrengthsFinder, or temperament models, because it offers an additional metaphor-based language for understanding difference and guiding maturity. The practical benefit is a coaching mindset that reduces frustration. Instead of repeating the same advice to every person, readers are encouraged to tailor their approach, which can improve cooperation, deepen trust, and make feedback more effective. The intellectual benefit is a clearer distinction between personality and maturity, which helps you address real growth needs without demanding that someone become a different kind of human. What helps the book stand out in a crowded leadership and self-help category is its emphasis on quick application and its consistent respect for design. Rather than promising a single ideal leadership style, it treats leadership as accessible to all types and focuses on helping people become healthier versions of themselves. For teams and families that feel stuck in recurring conflict, the combination of simple metaphors and a short coaching format can make growth conversations more frequent, calmer, and more productive. If you would like to support Hetty Britz, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.